All right, Iraq is in the process of trying to form a new government, and it is already facing one of its first tests in the port city of Basra. Basra is the center of Iraq's oil industry, and in recent months, it's been the scene of unrest as residents blame leaders for power outages and badly contaminated water. Here's more from NPR's Jane Arraf.
Ahmed Hussein, 23 and unemployed, turns on the tap in the courtyard of his house and tastes the water gushing out. He says it's really salty. His mother, Mona Hadi, says she can't even cook with it. People get sick if they drink it. They scrape together money to buy tanks of water instead. Basra's decrepit water treatment plants can't cope with the saline water, caused by drought and dams upstream and around in Turkey that have cut the freshwater supply. The water is so contaminated, thousands of people have been hospitalized after consuming it. Others suffered just from washing with it. Abbas Khadayer calls over his son and daughter. Hussein lifts up his shirt. Azal rolls up her sleeve. The little boy's stomach and the girl's arms are covered in raised pink and white welts from bathing in the water. The local mosque has been handing out a cream to treat it. Most people can't afford medicine here. Basra should be rich. It's Iraq's oil hub. But even if you're in a wealthy neighborhood, the government still doesn't provide basic services. Khadayer says that's why there's so much support for the demonstrations.
The protests are for water and jobs and electricity and health care. If you don't have money here, you die.
Neighborhoods like this one, Al Alia, sprung up after Saddam Hussein was toppled in 2003, when people squatted on land and began building. You can hear Shia religious music playing from houses during religious commemorations. This neighborhood is little alleys, and a lot of the houses here, well, they're not really houses. They're concrete blocks with scrap metal piled on top for roofs, and there's trash everywhere. In the 1990s, Basra's Shia population rebelled against Saddam. They suffered terribly for it. It's hard to believe, but even here, 15 years of neglect and corruption have sparked a nostalgia for those days. It was a state with laws, says Alaa Jawad, a security guard. He says now we don't have a functioning state, and people still don't have rights. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Basra.